You're welcome back. It is Weekend Breakfast. It is Allison Curtis with you, and I'm joined in studio because we need to talk about all things delicious as it's Easter. Chef Shane Smith from Airfield. How are you?
Morning. How are you?
So it was actually last time you were here was January, wasn't it?
Yes, exactly. Talking about kids baking. I'm turning into the kid baking maestro here.
I love it. So obviously Easter time, kids are off school. They've had 1 week finished. They're still off next week. And there might be some chocolate floating around Easter. So we thought
Rumor has it.
Exactly. We thought it was a good time to get you in to kind of talk about maybe three ideas that you think would be good for families to bake over the period here.
I think, well, hopefully the weather will stay good, you know, and kids will be outside. But if there is the case that they're indoors and you want to keep them busy, it is a perfect time for baking. And I think there'll be a surplus of Easter eggs. I know I have two little nieces and they'll probably get tons of Easter eggs. So it's a nice way to use those up as well. And I suppose, as I was saying, just generally just baking at home, it's fun. It keeps them busy
over the
holidays.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So what would be your first kind of...
I think we're starting off with basics. So let's start very, very simple for, I suppose, the younger kids at home. I know my fondest memories was making Rice Krispie buns or the simplest kind of those little bakes. So start off with those. So what I always do around Easter time is make your Rice Krispie buns. And then you can put like the little mini eggs in the center.
So
it's like a bird's
really
nest.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So you're just taking something, and that's the bit that I love about Easter. You can make your brownies, your cheesecakes, all of that, but you can garnish them differently with little Easter treats and it looks very festive. So I was saying, the Rice Krispie buns is a staple and it always was in our house.
Yeah.
If you want to make them really look like bird's nest, all brand cereal is the longer kind of ones. Mix that with chocolate.
And that's a really good idea.
They look like really, really similar to
getting
bird's
fiber.
Nests. Now you're sneaking it in there.
And, that's a lovely idea.
The little birds and the little eggs, you can pick up the little mini eggs, put those in the center and they're gorgeous little bird's nests as well.
Yeah.
Now, what I would say is a little tip is if there is extra eggs and little Johnny and Mary don't know that there's so many eggs in the house, use the eggs as your ingredient. Melt the eggs down and use that, incorporate that into the baking. So in that way, then you're kind of using up extra eggs and if there is that chance.
That's a great idea.
It's a nice way of using it up. I think as well, if we're moving on a little bit, cookies is always a fun thing to make.
Right.
Cookies is really good. But I suppose carrot cake is kind of associated with Easter in a way. So I have a lovely recipe for a carrot cake cookies.
Ooh.
So basically, again, you're sneaking those little veggies in. So you're getting those into the cookies and you can either do a little cookie sandwich or just a general little cookie. But it's fun. It's again, sneaking those little veggies in as well, which is nice. And again, kids just love getting hands on.
Say a sandwich, is that something like icing in the middle?
You're taking the play on a carrot cake. So you've got your two cookies and then you've got your cream cheese frosting in the middle,
or you've got
your buttercream, or you could just have the buttercream on its own is what I normally do.
So
dip
delicious.
The cookies into it.
So delicious.
Yeah, that's another little kind of fun one to do. Another way, getting back again, Easter is about chocolate. And I think that's what it's associated with. Every day is chocolate for me, but Easter just for some people. But I think as well, Rocky Roads is a great way to use up the chocolate. So I think... most of the eggs that you get around this time of year have little treats inside, whether it's little eggs or more little bars or something. So you can use up the entire egg if you wanted to melt down the chocolate. And then when that's chocolate for the Rocky Road, you can add in more eggs that's in the centre of the egg.
Right.
So again, you're using up if you have extra
eggs.
So
Rocky Roads, I always think of it with marshmallows and maybe like berries of sorts or something.
I kind of go like more cherry. Nuts, marshmallows, that kind of thing. But what I love about them, just do your own. Do what you like if you
it's
like marshmallows.
Easy to fold it in together.
Exactly. And you're just melting chocolate and cream and adding in all the little goodies then on top, whether it's little crunchy bars or marshmallows or depending
on
what you have.
And that goes in the fridge, doesn't it?
Exactly. So there's no baking involved. There's no switching on ovens. And it's the same for the bird's nest ones we talked about in the beginning.
Yeah.
No ovens there at all. You can just melt down your chocolate in the microwave.
Yeah.
A little tip when you're dealing with chocolate with kids as well, try and have your chocolate melt it and cooled before you start. I know it makes sense, but some people could melt it and have it all down. And chocolate can, if it's hot, can stick and it's kind of hard. So if you are pre-weighing up all your ingredients, have your chocolate melted and leave it sitting out for 10 minutes. It's just at a temperature that's friendly for kids to use. Yeah,
that's great ideas. I'm starving now, of course. Of course. And it is like, it's a special thing to do with kids and to kind of like, I know we said this the last time as well, but it's kind of like, you know, mindfulness for adults because you have to concentrate on measuring things out and then you're using your hands and it's just, it's a nice thing. you know, thing to do with the family, baking and just relaxing together.
It's very therapeutic. And I think that if you take the stress out of it for the kids, so as we mentioned before, pre-weigh up those ingredients, you know, depending on what you're making, have it all lined up in bowls. Again, depending on the age of the child, talk to them about colours. What colour would they like to use? Yeah. And let them pick out their different sprinkles and their eggs and kind of...
Speaking of sprinkles and glitter, I believe you had an incident.
I was on RT during the week and we were doing little... Easter treats, and I'm still covered in glitter. Like, literally, I'm bringing glitter beard from Christmas into Easter.
So edible glitter.
Edible glitter. I never leave the house without a little jar of edible glitter. It just gets you out of so many situations. It's it's amazing. You can get them in online, or you can get them in the baking shops, and it's just the kids, especially the little girls.
And what's your favorite thing to make at Easter for yourself or for your family?
I enjoy a nice chocolate cake.
Okay.
So I'm too. Depending on dinner, I kind of plan my dessert around what we're having at home.
Okay.
So if we're having like a big full-on meal, I like to end it on a lighter note. So a nice meringue or a pavlova.
Nice.
Just a nice with some cream and some berries, depending on what fruit we can get.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, I do enjoy chocolate cake. That's...
Well, you brought in a gorgeous one, absolutely stunning looking. The gold eggs and everything. But when I see these things, I think I could never recreate that, but it looks absolutely too good to eat.
They're fun. And again, it's the presentation. It's the same again at home when you're making those little desserts. It's the finale, the little finishing touches that you put on them
as gorgeous.
Well.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Not
Thank you,
all.
Shane. Thank you.